Hello, welcome to episode number 4 of The Relatable Realtor, where we are always for real about real estate. This is your host, Amelia Lipsky, and I am so happy you are here. Today, we are going to talk about something all new agents should take the time to do, host an open house. But first, let's talk about my week. I am continuing to plug through my training with my brokerage, learning more about buyer and seller presentations and how to properly fill out all the different types of contracts. I also had my one-on-one monthly meeting where I got to discuss what I should be doing each day, week, and month to be successful, which I want to cover in a later episode to help you guys figure out how to structure your days. Another amazing benefit of my brokerage is that I actually get a free membership to the Chamber of Commerce, which is like a club for business professionals that holds over like 100 different events a year. And so this week, I actually attended the new member orientation and got to meet a few people, exchange business cards, and learn more about the different membership opportunities. So if your brokerage doesn't offer you a free membership, I absolutely recommend checking out your local Chamber of Commerce. It is a great way to network and meet professionals in your area. Okay, let's dive in to open houses. So this past week, I actually had 2 open houses scheduled. And if you're familiar with Tampa Bay at all, Saturday was one of the largest events every single year called Gasparilla, where the whole city dresses up as pirates and there's this big parade and it's a lot of fun. So with that being the case, we figured Saturday was probably not the best day to host an open house since a large number of people in Tampa are going to be celebrating Gasparilla. So I actually had 2 scheduled on Sunday, which is not typical at all. But on Friday, one of the homes actually went under contract, so I ended up only having 1 on Sunday, which is definitely what I would stick to in the future. 1 a day maximum, unless a situation came up where it made sense to host more than 1. Okay, now before I dive into how to host an open house, I want to convince you why you should host an open house as a new agent. There are tons of reasons why it is beneficial for a new agent to host open houses for a more experienced agent. First, let me make it clear that in Florida, you cannot host an open house for an agent from a different brokerage unless you receive written consent by both the seller and the listing agent. Although I believe most people, at least everyone I've connected with, hosts open houses for other agents within their brokerage to avoid the trouble and just also make the communication back and forth easier. But why should you? Well, first, it is simply a great learning experience. You learn what buyers are interested in about different homes, what are they worried about, what are their deal breakers. For example, I've learned so much about the 4 points of a home, which if you don't know are the roof, plumbing, HVAC, and electricity. People walking through an open house almost inevitably ask questions about how old is the roof or when was the HVAC last updated. So the first reason open houses are an amazing opportunity for new agents is simply all the knowledge you will learn about what the buyers in your market are looking for, what they're concerned about, or maybe their deal breakers. Also, it provides you with free practice on how to sell yourself without being pushy and the language you should use when talking to potential clients. I'm going to break this down later, but the primary reason new agents should host open houses is to build your book of business and get buyer prospects. Think about it. The majority of the people walking through an open house are looking to buy a home. Unlike myself, who goes through them just for fun, most people are truly interested in buying that home or a home similar. Also, many of the people are not working with another agent. They're kind of just looking around. you want to be that agent they work with. This is how you can truly build a relationship with potential clients, as you are actually getting to meet them face to face and you can leave a positive, lasting impression. So let's jump into how you are going to do this now that we've covered why you should. First, I want to talk about the easiest aspect of hosting an open house that is completely in your control, and that is the way you talk to potential clients. So let's break this down using an example of an agent that I think did a great job of leaving a positive impact. So a newer agent is hosting an open house and prospect buyers are coming in, and he says while handing them an information packet, "Welcome, come on in, please sign in. I'd be more than happy to show you the home or feel free to walk around on your own. I am here for any questions you might have." I think that agent did a great job. He wasn't too pushy. He didn't outright say, "Are you working with another agent?" or bombard them with questions. He didn't follow them around the house, but still offered to show them the home if they wished. He nailed it. Now, it's still important to sell yourself and leave a lasting impact. You don't want to be a statue in the corner that hands them a piece of paper and says nothing else. And you don't want to be a car salesman agent. Which, no hate to car salesmen, but cars and homes are definitely not to be sold the same way. So once you've got that good language down, how are you going to leave a positive, lasting impact? So there are a lot of logistical aspects that come into play when hosting an open house. I was actually given the opportunity through my brokerage to shadow an agent before hosting one on my own. This agent was amazing and he gave me so many unique ways to set myself apart and really made hosting an open house benefit me. So first, the sign-in sheet. Absolutely, without a doubt, make sure everybody that walks through the open house signs in. I recommend having them sign in right as they come in, so if it's really busy, you don't lose track of all the different people that are inside. You can either do a paper sign-in sheet with a pen or an electronic sign-in sheet, which is what I use. There are a few different platforms. I know that a lot of them are free that have open house electronic sign-ins. I use Curb Hero, and I think it's great. The best part about the electronic sign-in method is that it automatically saves the prospect's information for you rather than making sure you keep track of that piece of paper and then having to manually enter it into your phone later. But what information is important to get on the sign-in sheet? Well, you obviously want their first and last name, a phone number, and an email address. Then I also ask, are you working with an agent? How do you feel about buying a home? And are you interested in a free home valuation report? These are just further questions that help me learn more about each of the potential leads that come through, and it all automatically saves to my phone and my computer. Also, another benefit about the electronic method is that I set up an auto text. So when they finish signing up, they get a text from me automatically with a link that has more information about the property that they went through and then also all of my contact information. Why get this information and put in all this work if you're not going to follow up? Make sure you follow up with every single one of the individuals that walk through the open house. Remember, this is literally the whole point of doing this. Okay, first logistical aspect is the sign-in sheet. Like I said, I prefer virtual, but paper works as well. What's next? Now you want to make sure you stand out. Some of those people may already know other realtors, or maybe they've gone through two other open houses that day. You want to be the one they remember. How? Well, that is up to you, but here are some of my tips and tricks that I learned from hosting one and from shadowing another agent. Make sure the home is comfortable and feels homey, like they can picture themselves or their kids there. You can light a candle, you can play nice background music, have the thermostat set to a comfortable temperature, and just make the place feel welcoming. You also want to provide the people walking through with valuable information that not all other realtors are providing to them. Make it valuable, make it unique. Some examples, you could print out some updated market statistics, like where are the interest rates at right now? You could print out some information about the local neighborhoods, the schools, restaurants, things to do. My brokerage actually provides us with a sheet of paper with all the unique features about the property, like if the washer and dryer are new or if there's a water softener system. And you absolutely need to print out the MLS page for the property to hand to each one of the prospects walking in. You could also bring drinks and snacks for people walking through. Whatever this looks like for you, make sure you put in the effort to set yourself apart from all the other realtors they may meet. All right, last and very important step of the open house, know your stuff. Know your stuff. What stuff? Everything you can about the home and the area of the open house. This is so important because you are going to be the agent they see, the agent that's there, and the agent that's going to answer all the questions. Some typical stuff to know is the age of the roof and the HVAC, the type of home, the asking price, if there's an HOA, how many bedrooms and bathrooms are there, and if there's a garage, when was it put on the market, the year it was built, the square footage, leasing regulations, the different types of heat and fuel, and where the sewer and water are coming from, maybe the exterior construction, what appliances are included. And a big, big, big one for Florida, the flood zone and the flood insurance requirements. Also, make sure you know any other special features or selling points of the home and the surrounding area. Like if the seller just put in brand new LVP flooring, make sure you say that. Make sure you got it written down. Another quick example of why it's so important for you to know your stuff. I had a couple come into an open house and ask what the rules are for renting out the property, like if they were going to buy it as an investment. It was the perfect opportunity for me to leave a lasting impact on them by providing them with the clear, detailed information about the HOA rules and regulations, and then follow up with them again later with more details through either a text or an email. If I hadn't known the answer and became a deer in headlights, that would have been the perfect way to be remembered negatively. So please, know your stuff. Take the time to prepare. I would recommend making a little cheat sheet before the open house with all the answers to the common questions I talked about earlier so you're ready and you have it on hand. All right, let's finish up. Some final notes on open houses. This is so, so, so important. Please do not forget this. No matter how experienced you are or new you are, never do an open house alone. These are almost always, and they should be, marketed on social media to the public. You will most likely be putting signs out for passing traffic to see. It should hopefully be on Zillow and the MLS. Bottom line, the time and address of the open house is everywhere. And that's awesome because then people know about it, but it can also put you in a dangerous position if you were to be there alone. So you can ask another agent to host them with you and split any commission made from a buyer 50-50. You can ask a lender you're partnered with. You can even ask a friend to tag along as long as you're both dressed professionally and you are doing all the talking. But please do not host them alone. Also, right when you join the brokerage, start making connections with experienced agents. Offer to do any open houses for them. Let people know, hey, I'm available this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to host any open houses. Put your name out there. Always keep a positive attitude no matter how many people walk through the house. It's a learning experience and you are growing and developing into a better realtor by the minute. I cannot wait to see you guys host some amazing open houses. Thank you so much for listening to The Relatable Realtor, where we are always for real about real estate. As always, don't forget to follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at amelia.tampa.realtor for a deeper dive into what it's like as a new agent. This was your host, Amelia Lipsky, and I cannot wait to see you all back next Tuesday. Bye-bye!